What's going on, everyone? Robert from Bridging the Geekdoms podcast here. How's it going? This is going to be our volume two of music and film, issue number 3, themes. So the past couple weeks, last week, I covered emotion when it comes to film music and scores and such. And before that, I covered atmosphere. So this week we're going to be covering themes. Now, I know, maybe you're sick of hearing me talk about music all the time, but I'm sorry, it's one of my favorite things to talk about when it comes to film. It's something I look for in particular when I go to a movie and want to get a really good experience. I've always said this, and I think I've said this the past couple episodes, music can make or break a film for me and some and others as well. So, again, it's an important part of the film. And most importantly, it's important for the storytelling, from a storytelling standpoint. It wasn't even 100 years ago when many films were still silent and relied heavily on music. It was used to help evoke emotion. It was used to help set the atmosphere and even create psychological edge to their films. It showed people, told people what to feel when they were watching those silent movies. And again, I say silent movies, the ones that had no talking, so there was music going on while, a man was, running, for a train or off of a train. I don't know. I didn't watch his movies, but the music was there. The music is what got the audience excited. It told them how to feel and understand what is going on at that moment in the scene. So today we're going to cover themes, also known as leitmotifs. Now, I got this little snippet of what a leitmotif is from the internet, also known as Wikipedia or Wikipedia or whatever. Anyways, a leitmotif is a recurring piece of music, or at least a melody, that represents a character, action, or theme. This is a well-established technique used in almost every medium that involves music and story. So, again, everything that has anything to do with storytelling utilizes leitmotifs. The TV shows you watch, the movies you watch, the video games you play, everything like that. When there's storytelling involved anymore, there's music playing with it. When I sit there and talk about themes, there's themes that are much, how can I say this? There's more to themes than just something that reminds you of a movie. Now, granted, I'm sure most of you are sitting here thinking of, different types of themes, such as this. So, that is Raiders March from Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. The great thing about that is it's not just the theme for Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's not just the theme for that movie or the films in whole, but it's also the character's theme. And we're going to get into that in a moment here. But another theme that some people may think about whenever they hear themes and such would be something like this. Now, Mission Impossible theme, this one here is by Michael Giacchino for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. The Mission Impossible theme was originally written and composed by an Argentinian composer named Lalo Schifrin, and later updated multiple times for each film that it has been in with Tom Cruise and company and such. I tell you what, it's one of those memorable themes. It's something that you think of when you think of themes, when you think of memorable themes for films. Those are just a couple that you think of and harken back to. Obviously, there's hundreds more that I'm sure you can think of, but that's what a theme is supposed to do. A theme is supposed to remind people of what they're watching, what they're about to witness, and bring you into the world of what is going on. In an interesting New York Post article from 2015, composer Lalo Schifrin, who, again, was the original creator of Mission Impossible, explained that it only took him all of 3 minutes to write the iconic Mission Impossible theme. Now, just think about that for a minute. A theme that, yeah, it's really no more than a minute long or so, but it is such a memorable theme. It's a theme that people, when you hear the first little bit of that theme, you know what it is. You know what's going on there. So you just sit there and think, like, holy crap, like, it took him just a few minutes to write this. And that's the beauty of music, because it doesn't have to be overcomplicated. It doesn't have to be some big spectacular, piece of music. It can be something so simple as the Mission Impossible theme, but it's memorable. And that is what it's important about themes. Now, an interesting aspect of themes in film is sometimes a specific film theme is and can also be a character's theme. Now, we just heard that with the Raiders March from Raiders of the Lost Ark, because that was the main theme. That is the main theme for the entire saga of the Indiana Jones films, but it is also the theme of Indiana Jones himself. Anytime he's doing something heroic, anytime he's doing anything on screen that, you know, screams for, this is Indy, that theme is playing. So sometimes you'll see films do that because, again, while yes, you want to be reminded of what you're watching, but the characters will also have themes. And another really good example of that is this right here. That is the Batman theme from the 1989 Tim Burton Batman movie, composed by Danny Elfman. And it's a fantastic theme, but again, it's not just the theme of the movie, which it is. Right when you turn on that film the very first time, this is the theme that you're going to hear as the opening credits are rolling, which is such an amazing piece. But throughout the film, there are moments where the score harkens back to this theme and played when Batman is on screen. And it's very important that they do that because, again, it's giving you that feel. It's giving you that notification, like, this is somebody important. This is who you should be paying attention to, that kind of thing. That's what themes do. Now, there are times when characters will have a theme of their own, though. You know, so yes, we have themes that are just solely for the movie. Then we have themes that are split up between the movie and the character. But there are often times where movies will have a theme of just their own. And this was done frequently back during the 19th century in their operas. And it really became big by Richard Wagner, especially in his later operas. Not only would every character have his or her own theme music or musical theme, but so did many of the objects and even abstract ideas. Now, the reason why this was done was because of the language barrier. A lot of operas were in foreign languages, so the people who would be sitting there watching these operas didn't always quite understand what was being said on the stage or understand what was being talked about. So the music for each individual person was very important to get that point across for the audience, which I think is fantastic. Now, this is one here that I can't help but, talk about all the time. I've been talking about it now for 2 years. It's one of my favorite themes to probably come out in the past, probably 10, 15 plus years. It's just fantastic. And here it is. And that's the Wonder Woman theme from that one specific is from Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. Now, the really interesting thing about that movie, if you watch it and listen to the music, which I think the music is done brilliantly between Hans Zimmer and Junkie XL, it's this theme is hinted at different times of the movie when you see Diana Prince, you know, when they're in the museum, when she talks to Bruce at the party and stuff like that. You hear little hints of it. At Lex Luthor's, you hear little hints of it. And it's all a buildup. It's all like, hey, there's this really cool sound, this really cool thing going on here. But when she's finally introduced as Wonder Woman, it's big, it's powerful, it's making you notice this character. This character is powerful. And that's what the music and that's what that electric cello is doing at that point in time. Played brilliantly by Tina Gao. It's just an amazing piece of music that I think has come out in the past, like I said, 10, 15 plus years. I don't know if it gets enough credit. I think people love it, but I don't think people recognize or realize how brilliant it is for that character. You got to remember, this is the first time one of the first times a strong woman superhero is making their debut. Somebody huge. I'm not saying like Black Widow from Marvel or anything. This is Wonder Woman. This is one of the biggest action heroes. As people call it, one of the trinity of the three big comic book superheroes of all time. They had to make it big. They had to make it loud. They had to make her seem powerful. And the music just goes on, and it's just fantastic. Listen to that soundtrack. If you've never listened to the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice soundtrack, do yourself a favor. Listen to it. It's on Spotify. You can listen to it. I'm telling you. It's amazing. You'll love it. Let's see. Another one that I think, and you know, I hate to keep going to this kind of area of things, but this is a theme for a character that embodied not just the character, but almost the ideal of what the character is. You listen to it, the music actually says Superman in it, which is just brilliant. I mean, I don't know if people have ever noticed it, but it actually does say Superman in it. Just listen. That moment, it goes, Superman! And I know people are probably laughing at me, like, wow, what a dweeb. But honestly, that's the brilliance behind this piece of music, because it gives off the hopefulness. It portrays everything that Superman stands for, the hope, the justice, everything. You know, it's just amazing what John Williams was able to do back in the 70s with a piece of music, with a film that was pretty revolutionary when it comes to superhero films back in that time. And, you know, to this day, people still wish that theme, and they consider that the theme for Superman. Granted, what Hans Zimmer created in Man of Steel and was used in Batman v Superman, like that music is great. And to me, I love the theme for Superman. It's called Flight in those films. But I tell you what, this John Williams theme is fantastic. And rightfully so, that people love it as much as they do. I mean, it's true. Now, some interesting things, you know, I was talking about operas and stuff like that. Now, there is a film saga that I believe has utilized that idea of giving not just characters themes, but also giving the objects within the universe themes. And again, it's John Williams who's done this, and he's just brilliant. He's a brilliant composer. I can't talk more highly about him. But when you're talking about themes, this is some of the things that you got to talk about. You know, you got to talk about some interesting things that have made some impact on film and music. So I'm going to play a piece of music here from, obviously, Star Wars, which should not be any surprise that it matches with what I talked about with being used in operas, because Star Wars is a space opera. It just kind of makes sense here. So, let's Forgot to switch the song there. Let's go back there. There we go. That is the theme of Princess Leia. Very beautiful piece of sounding music. Very, you know, kind, very sweet and innocent sounding. Yet, it's a good contrast to what her character is, because she is a very strong, independent woman, you know, but you have this type of song with her because, you know, she's a princess, but, you know, that gives that off, but it kind of tricks you a little bit because, you know, is she the damsel in distress or is she a strong woman that you later find out? And so it's a brilliant choice. So that is, you know, a little bit of that, but it does lead into a better piece of music. Maybe the most memorable music from Star Wars, besides the main theme, is Binary Sunset. And it's just such a strong theme for the character of Luke, and it's a theme of hopefulness. It's the theme of what there is to come, or what is to come for the character. And again, it's just brilliantly used. That's what John Williams did. He created a theme for almost every inch of that movie and that franchise as a whole, and it's just brilliantly done. And if you're listening to this, you probably are music nuts, or you probably enjoy music from different things, but I tell you, you give it a shot, give it a listen. Now, some interesting things to also think about is how, you know, what I've played is basically all have been big orchestral music. It's been something with a symphonic orchestra playing with a composer who has just done some amazing work for, you know, for the film, who's put hours and hours into it. I'm not saying that what this next person did was not difficult, or, you know, I'm not taking anything away from it. But, you know, it's a theme that was not created with an orchestra. It wasn't created with a computer, because at the time there weren't computers like you're thinking of today. It was used with, or created with a synthesizer, believe it or not. And if by that time you're not sure what that theme is from, it is from the Terminator franchise, created by Brad Fidel, and he composed it on a synthesizer. It wasn't created with a big orchestra, it wasn't created with a whole bunch of sheet music, no, he created it on a synthesizer, and it's something that it grabs your attention, it makes you understand what you're about to watch. You're watching the sci-fi, futuristic, kind of futuristic because it took place in the 80s, but, you know, time traveling film, and that's what the Terminator is. And for me, for my money, I can't watch a Terminator film without that music in it at some point or another. You have to have that da-dun-dun-da-dun in there, because that, to me, that is Terminator. That is what I expect to hear when I'm watching a Terminator film, and that's the brilliance of it. Again, it's something simple. It's not difficult to create, but it gets the point across. It makes you understand and realize and get in the mindset of what you're about to watch. Some other notable themes here. I'm going to, you know, talk about this one here. This is one that, you know, was, again, not created with a huge symphonic orchestra, but still it gets the point across, and you will never listen to another, or not listen, you'll never watch another film of this franchise without this piece of music. Created by John Carpenter while making the film Halloween, he made this specifically the main theme for that film, and it became the main theme for all of the films within the franchise. Whether or not now with the new one coming out that those are all irrelevant, they were all in those movies, and I can bet that it will be in the new film because it is such an iconic theme that you, first off, it screams horror. It's just, you have that horror feel to it, and that's what you need to bring to it. So it sets the atmosphere. It sets the atmosphere. It gives you that scary feeling. And then the memory of watching it for the first time, you know, that's going to set the emotion in you of, oh, geez, this is going to be scary type of thing. Or if you're not even watching it, you hear that and you've seen the film, it's going to set off that little bit of fear in your brain there, emotion. And, you know, it's just a brilliant thing to do. Again, it just sets everything up. And that's why themes are so important. And I'm going to keep saying that probably for the next however many minutes this podcast goes on for. Another very, very memorable theme, one that probably I should have mentioned earlier on, but I didn't, is this here. That there is just a snippet of the Star Trek theme. That one there is Star Trek from by Michael Giacchino. Now, the original was composed by Alexander Courage back in the 60s during the initial run of Star Trek, and it has been updated ever since throughout the films, especially the newer films, just brilliantly. But it's a piece of music that you hear it, you know it's Star Trek, you know what you're getting into, So just another, you know, great theme that gives you that remembrance of otherworldliness, of out there, of space, of the great beyond. That's kind of what that idea of the theme is to do, because it's supposed to bring you into outer space. Again, some other notable ones, you have Jaws from John Williams. You know, again, that's such an iconic theme, but not only does it remind you of the movie, but it is the theme of the shark, of the monster of the movie. And how many kids, you know, go in their swimming pools in the summertime, and, you know, they try to scare their friends or play with their parents or whatever, and dun, dun, dun. Even parents do that with their kids. It's just something. It's something that is ingrained in us because, it, first off, it's such an amazing piece of music, but it's what it the story that the piece of music tells. It's what it means. And when music is able to do that, when music is able to stay with a person long after watching the movies, the composer, the writer of the music has done their job, because it should remind you of what you watched. It should remind you and always be in the back of your mind, like, wow, that was scary, or wow, that was good, or man, that was a strong piece of music, or that, you know, Wonder Woman when she came out, wow, that was amazing. So, you know, Jaws is just a fantastic one. Gladiator from Hans Zimmer, the main themes and the themes that run through that movie are just fantastic and so big and bold and loud. Fantastic themes there. But the last thing I want to talk about real quickly here is sometimes, you know, two characters in a movie will have a theme of their own. One of my favorite combination of themes is Luke and Leia from Return of the Jedi. And I'm not going to play that one here. I've played, I think, enough Star Wars over the past few weeks. But this one here is from a movie that came out, what, about a year and a half ago or so? Won a whole bunch of awards, but it's not your typical movie that you would sit there and think about themes necessarily. Even though it is a musical, you wouldn't sit there and think about, you know, this person has a theme, this person has a theme. No, this is definitely a different way to look at a movie like this. That is Mia and Sebastian's theme from La La Land, written by Justin Hurwitz. First off, that movie is phenomenal. If you're a musical fan, watch that movie. The amount of great music that is in that movie is fantastic. And this, something so simple as just on a piano, creating a theme for not just one but two characters. And it's used in the film multiple times when those two characters are together. And obviously the most important and probably emotional time that it's used is at the end of the film. And if you haven't seen that movie, you have to watch it, because it's, I'm a sucker for that type of ending in movies, especially musicals. And it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. You have to watch it. But, you know, that's theme music. That's what it does. Like I said, theme music is supposed to evoke memories inside of you. It's supposed to remind you of what you're watching. It's supposed to get you excited about what you're seeing. It's supposed to stick with you long after the movie, so you remember it. That is what theme music is all about. You know, come on, who doesn't know the Law and Order theme song? You know, you could sit here and hum it right now with no problem. It's because it sticks with you. It's catchy. It's there, that you know what it is. You know what it's about. And that happens with so many. Films and TV shows. And, you know, that's something that just upsets me, because TV shows used to, you know, have, all shows had some theme song at the beginning, you know, and granted it was, you know, sometimes musical numbers and stuff like that, but whatever happened to that? Why did we get away from that? You know, anymore, just, you know, cold opens to TV shows with maybe a little, you know, title card after the first 3-4 minutes of the show. And to me, that's just annoying, because I miss the good old days of the theme songs and the different types of music, you know, moving on up, you know, like stuff like that. Come on, who doesn't love that kind of stuff? But that's all for this episode of themes. Now, the next episode, which will be the final one, at least in this arc of music and film, is going to talk about how everything comes together and really hits you psychologically. How is it going to hit you psychologically when you, you know, put in the theme music, the atmosphere, and the different emotions that it makes you feel? What does that do psychologically moving forward in life and watching film? So hopefully you stick around and listen to that episode whenever it comes out. Hopefully within the next couple weeks it'll be out. I know I got this one out quicker than I got the second one out after the first one, but, you know, it's just something I love to talk about, and I wanted to say that. So with that said, I have been my name, Robert, from Bridging the Geekdoms podcast. So thanks for listening. How's it going, everybody? Did you like what you just heard? Did you? Because if you did, what you need to do is you need to hit that subscribe button, that follow button, that whatever, you know, like button, whatever it is that's down there above you, wherever it is on your screen, hit that button so you can get more of Bridging the Geekdoms podcast radio. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, the amount of stuff that we do, we talk about movies, video games, you know, comic books, TV shows, everything that you can think of. Not only that now, but we are part of an awesome network, Nerdtalkalypse Podcast Network. You could just get more geekiness and nerdiness than you could possibly imagine in this network. You have Bridging the Geekdoms, you have Nerdtalkalypse Podcast, as well as the Fandom Vibe. It's amazing, all the stuff that you can get. The Fandom Vibe, you got, you know, news galore. You got Bridging the Geekdoms, which brings you so many things between music, movies, TV, comic books, everything that you can think of. Nerdtalkalypse, you know, they're just as nerdy as the Bridging the Geekdom guys. So you got to listen to them. They're great. So make sure you hit and follow, subscribe, all of that. Make sure you find us on Facebook and our groups, Bridging the Geekdoms, Twitter, everything like that. You'll find us there. Follow us so you can get all the information and all the shows down your face. Down your face? In your face? Whatever. Thanks. Take it easy.